Mark Asaro, Director of Investments for Noble Wealth Management, is here, and we're talking about how closed-end funds can be something of a paycheck replacement system for your portfolio. This is The Navigator. Welcome to The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, which is a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, The Navigator is going to point you in the right direction. And today it's pointing us in the direction of Mark Asaro. He is Director of Investments for Noble Wealth Management. And if you want to learn more about the firm, it's noblewma.com. If you want to learn more generally about investing in closed-end funds, business development companies, interval funds, and more, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Mark Asaro, thanks for joining me on The Navigator.
Great to be here, Chuck.
So a paycheck replacement system. That sounds fabulous for a lot of folks, but they have to understand. I think our audience, well, they know when they like closed-end funds or they wouldn't be listening to us, but I don't think that's normally how they think of them. So in your financial planning practice, how is it that you're positioning closed-end funds in these tricky economic times with inflation potentially on the rise and some people worrying about what could happen next? How are you positioning this? And if it is indeed as a paycheck replacement system, how does that work?
Well, Chuck, a lot of these people, a lot of these retirees are coming to us and they're looking for income. And as you know, interest rates are rock bottom today. You know, 13 years ago, you could have bought a six-month CD and earn 5.25%, essentially no duration, almost no credit risk, and you were getting 5.25%. Today, that sounds like a pipe dream. Most CDs today are less than 0.5%. At the same time, we're having all these baby boomers retiring, 10,000 per day, and they're looking for income. They're looking for a way to continue to earn money on their investments without having to take excessive stock market risks. One of the things that they're coming to us and they're saying is most advisors are telling them, you can't earn anything from bonds. So to fix that problem, all they're doing is saying, well, instead of being a 60-40 portfolio, meaning 60% stocks, 40% bonds, we're going to shift you to an 80-20 or even a 90-10. Now, remember, these are retirees in their 60s and 70s. Most of these people do not want more equity risk. They want less. So what we're offering them is something else. We're offering them a way to generate income in a yieldless world through closed-end funds. And we're able to marry them with income annuities and other tools today to dampen the volatility, but earn a total portfolio yield somewhere north of 4.5%. That's just not possible if you're going to use mutual funds or individual bonds today.
Right. Obviously, that's a heck of a selling pitch. How much do you have to rejigger portfolios to do that? I mean, is it full overhaul? Let's go mostly into closed-end funds. When somebody comes to you and says, okay, you know, I'm looking for income stability that's going to last me for the rest of my life, and you're not saying, hey, let's do this classically by owning bonds or what have you, you're going, let's do this with closed-end funds, how much overhaul, not only of mindset, but of portfolio, does it take?
Usually pretty significant. So we're typically building a financial plan for them to ascertain basically how much income they need per year and basically what their withdrawal rate is from the portfolio. And if you can remember the Bengen 4% rule from the early 90s, you know, that rule has basically been thrown out the window because interest rates are so low today. So we're basically backtracking and figuring out what is this individual person's withdrawal rate or what their actual percentage that they can pull from the portfolio each year, and then creating a portfolio based on that number. So for example, if a client comes to us and says, you know, I need X amount of dollars on Y size portfolio, and that amounts to a 4.5% withdrawal rate, we're creating a portfolio that's going to meet that need. In other words, generate income of 4.5% off that portfolio. That way, you know, there's going to be volatility in the markets, as we all know. That way, they're just pulling off the income. They're never selling into that principal, okay? If they can maintain that portfolio, then it's almost like a perpetual income stream for the rest of their lives, and they're not having to cannibalize their assets, meaning draw down their assets in order to meet their standard of living needs. One of the things that we're seeing a lot of is advisors out there are building individual bond portfolios with coupons that have 5% plus some yields on them. But what they're not telling the client is, yeah, they're getting a 5% yield, but the prices of those bonds are 110, 115, sometimes even into the 120s, meaning that the yield to worst is somewhere around 1% taxable. So yeah, they're generating this 5% income, but their principal is going down. I can't tell you how many clients have come to us showing me these portfolios with this kind of income stream. But in reality, I tell them, you're going to lose money on these, especially once you calculate your taxes and advisory fees. So there's a lot of things going on out there that are just a little troubling. But if you can look past that and get to a position where you utilize closed-end funds and other tools out there, you can actually build a portfolio where you're not cannibalizing assets and you can meet your spending needs in retirement, not having to sacrifice your lifestyle during retirement just because interest rates are low.
Do you believe that that can hold going forward in an environment that's going to see rising inflation, changes in interest rates, and an economy that some folks would suggest has got to slow down after we digest this upcoming summer and the push to get back to normal?
Inflation is probably the biggest worry right now. Just because if there is going to be higher inflation, the Fed is going to react to that eventually. Now, they've stated they want inflation to run a little hot, et cetera, et cetera. But once they start raising that short-term benchmark rate, these closed-end funds are going to have to pay more to borrow for their leverage. That is probably the number one key ingredient into discounts today. Okay, I'm not so concerned about long-term interest rates rising as I am short-term interest rates rising. If that is the case where interest rates on the short end rise, you're going to see closed-end discounts widen very dramatically. And it's going to look a lot like it did in 2015 and 2016 when you saw some of the widest discounts in history. So right now we are, in this environment, paring back our taxable closed-end fund exposure. You kind of alluded to earlier, how do we manage that with clients? Well, we're tactical, right? So we were buying heavily in most of 2020, including up through October. And basically starting in February, we started reducing our closed-end fund exposure. We'll never get out, but we're tactical in terms of the actual percentage within the mix for the portfolios of how much is exposed to closed-end funds. We're still going to need that yield, right? And we're still making swaps and other things to take advantage of the idiosyncrasies in the market. But for the most part, our exposure has come down pretty significantly. And eventually, we're going to get back in, hopefully later this year when discounts widen back out again.
You're talking about how you have to be tactical. Most folks, when they're looking for income, are looking for how can I set it and forget it. So if they're looking to use closed-end funds as an income or a paycheck replacement, how much is it set it and forget it? How much is it like, hey, there's a little more work involved here than you might think if you're normally a buy and holder?
There's definitely more work involved here. And obviously that's why our clients pay me, right? Or pay our firm, is so that I can take care of that work for them. Now, of course, there's a lot of individual investors listening today who have to do it themselves. And I always say that closed-end funds are more of a buy and rent as opposed to a buy and hold type of investment, simply because yeah, they're going to produce that annuity-like income. They're going to produce fairly stable income streams for pretty long durations. But you do need to be vigilant and you do need to keep track of the funds on a day-to-day, week-to-week, even month-to-month basis. So while some funds are buy and hold in my mind, most are not. And so for the do-it-yourself clients, you do need to have some work involved to stay on top of what's going on in the marketplace, or you need to hire an advisor to do it for you.
Well, Mark, thanks for helping us figure out what the workload's going to be. I appreciate you joining me on The Navigator.
It was great to be on, Chuck.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. I am Chuck Jaffe, and you can check out my show on your favorite podcast app or at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about interval funds, closed-end funds, and business development companies, go to AICalliance.org. That's the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Mark Asaro. He's Director of Investments for Noble Wealth Management in Colorado. The firm is online at noblewma.com. The Navigator Podcast is new every Friday. Follow along on your favorite podcast app and come back next week to learn more about investing with closed-end funds. Until that time, happy investing.